A federal appeals court in Cincinnati has ruled that deportation hearings must be held in public, even if the individual in question is accused of funneling money to terror groups. The decision upholds a lower court opinion, but the Justice Department is expected to appeal it to the Supreme Court, as NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
The case concerns Lebanese citizen Rabih Haddad, a resident of Ann Arbor, Michigan, who's been detained since December 14th for overstaying his visa. That same day, the Treasury Department froze the bank accounts of Haddad's Muslim charity, the Global Relief Foundation. Officials allege the organization funneled money to Middle Eastern terror groups. But to date, no criminal charges have been brought either against Global Relief or Haddad. Haddad was ordered deported, and following a Justice Department directive issued soon after September 11th, those deportation proceedings were closed. The American Civil Liberties Union and several newspapers sued to open them. League Alert of the ACLU calls today's decision enormously significant.
Because what it says is that after 9/11, the protections afforded by our Constitution are more, not less important, that in times of national upheaval, it is critical that the procedural safeguards of the Constitution are enforced.
The court was unanimous. Writing for himself and two colleagues, Judge Damon Keith said that democracies die behind closed doors. By the simple assertion of national security, he said, the government seeks to deprive a whole class of immigrants of their fundamental interests without review. The ACLU's Gallant says by his group's admittedly incomplete count, the government has held 611 secret deportation hearings since the terror attacks. No family or friends were allowed. Some hearings were not even listed on the court docket.
These are hearings that will determine whether an individual spends months, in fact many months, in a detention center and then is deported, possibly separated from his wife and children, who may in fact be U.S. citizens. The stakes are enormous in these hearings, yet the government is seeking to hold them behind closed doors.
The Justice Department argued that even bits of seemingly unimportant information could, if made public, harm its effort to track terror groups. Douglas Kamek of Catholic University says the appeals court ruling is a troubling setback for the Justice Department. He says in justifying its decision, the court creatively cited case law from normal criminal proceedings.
But of course, the whole pleading of the Attorney General in this instance is that this isn't normal time, and this isn't a normal criminal justice pleading.
Today's court ruling does not mandate that every minute of a hearing be open. The government may still request that parts of it be closed on a case-by-case basis. But Kamek says the government would have to provide evidence about why it should be secret.
And so it ends up being a type of catch-22 for the government. They're told they have a compelling interest. They're told they can protect that compelling interest, but in order to protect it, they have to disclose some of the very information that is necessary to be kept confidential.
Another case from New Jersey about opening deportation hearings is to be argued before appellate judges next month. But Kamek and others believe both the New Jersey case and Haddad's are now all but certain to reach the Supreme Court. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.